Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of The Pursuit of Profit. I'm your co-host, Chris Angel, here with your hostess, Leanne Ozane-Smith. Leanne, I was inspired by our last... For those of you that didn't listen to that episode, you know, we talked about somebody who was ready to sell their business for pennies on the dollar. And it got me thinking, like, I think there are a lot of people who in business think, should I sell my business? Should I sell it? Because I've put so much time, blood, sweat, tears into this thing. I've given my life to this thing. But either I'm just, my heart's not in it anymore, or I'm not making the money I thought I would. And maybe it's a combination of both. I'm not making the money I thought I would, so my heart's not in it anymore, right? But I think you see this a lot. And sometimes it's for the purpose of, I'm not making any money I want to sell it. But sometimes it's for the purpose of, it's just time to move on. So my question for you, because you get to see this up close and personal, is how do we decide when to close the business, right? And when to not close the business? What are the factors, et cetera?
That's a good question. That has absolutely no simple answer to it. I've been there, and I want to share in just a minute, like with a business decision that I've made. But I think that the people that I've observed that have come through my practice, it feels like people they fall into one of two camps. They're completely exasperated because their business got bigger or became more complex. It had more moving facets than they wanted it to. Yeah. And even if it's profitable, it is too much for them. It's not what they envisioned. It has a life of its own. And usually it's the entrepreneurial thing. The life of its own is actually a voracious monster that's consuming every ounce of their time, money, and resources, right? So people that fall into that camp that actually have profitable businesses and are just totally in a place of despair, like the client we talked about in the last episode, those people, the way they make that decision is as more about values and what they want out of their life. And really, I think less about money. People that are in that camp where maybe they feel like their business has taken on a life of its own and it's taking over their life, they really have to step back and really ask themselves, honestly, how much am I spending to make the money that I'm making? And into the spending, we're not just talking about the dollars. We're talking about the effort, the heart, and the soul that goes into nurturing and maintaining a business that we don't love. Yeah. Couple of solutions in that. Sometimes if you're in that place, you just need help. Sometimes that help is an actually really talented person that is amazing at infrastructure. I find that a lot of times there are people who just like, they're really good at something. They're really loved by their clients. They're really amazing. And they just want to do that. They don't want to run the business. They don't want to do those things. And so they get pulled into running the business and it just makes them heartsick. They feel pulled, right? And they feel resentful because they don't get to focus on what they're brilliant at and it makes them crazy. So sometimes if there's budget for it, a lot of times we're looking at the whole budget and going, well, in order to keep this thing going, your options are you either close it or you keep it going and you get help to the right kind of help to do that. Right. So sometimes it just means you need a really good admin that comes in and like supports you and lets you go do the things that you love to do. So if somebody's in that vein, where there's one of the practical things that can be done is to just get the right help and to let go of the stuff that doesn't serve you. There are things like people will be surprised to hear this, but I don't do my own bookkeeping. I don't. I hire that out.
Yeah.
I oversee it because I know what I want it to look like, but I don't have time for that. I hire that out, right? That's not what I should spend my time doing. I should be spending my time face to face with clients, right?
Yeah.
And I think any business owner could actually fill in the blank of like, what should I spend my time doing? Yep. And usually it isn't working in the business like a bookkeeper or
yeah.
a schedule, something that a manager could do.
Right.
So that's option one. The other thing with these companies that have, or these businesses that have revenue and they're profitable and they're doing well, it can be that you just find that it goes a direction that you don't want and you find yourself really misaligned with what your business is doing. So maybe we don't need to sell it. Maybe we need to recognize that it isn't supposed to be mine anymore. I'll use myself as an example.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
So one of my first businesses that I started was a software company, and it's been in business since 2004.
Wow.
People told me I was absolutely crazy to create a bookkeeping software that was in the cloud. They told me that nobody would ever put financial transactions in the cloud. But we did it because I wanted to do a software as a service model. And over the years, I watched countless people find success with this software that we created. But over the years, what I learned is that I absolutely hate talking to software developers. No offense to those of you who do that for a living. I'm no good at it. I find it incredibly annoying when any form of a support question comes to me. Like, it just sends me to a very bad place. Especially when people
we can all relate to that.
Yeah. Especially, just let me rant for a second. Especially the people that think that they can go to my Facebook page and send me a private message and ask for tech support from me. I'm like, what are you doing? I'll be good now. Okay. So if it's you, you stop doing it, because I'll stop replying. I started to get to a place where I was like, yeah, it's profitable. And I every year, I'm just like, yeah, it's profitable. Or it's paying for itself. And I've got good people working for me. And I'll just go do the things that I want to do. And it has eaten me alive. Mm. It feels like a burden instead of something that I love. And I've justified, and I know better, right? I've justified, like, it's fine. We'll just finish off the calendar year, or we'll just do this. And it has just escalated to the point where I was like, I'm done. I am pulling the plug on this thing probably a year and a half ago. But then I talked myself into another year. And, right? Because I'm just like everyone, right? I need a profit coach sometimes.
It's so good, because it's the human condition. I love it. It's so good.
Because it's not even that I believed in its potential or that it could do more. Like, it kind of hit a stride where it was like, it's just doing what it's doing. And in order for it to go do something different, it would really mean that Leanne would have to love owning a software company and love hiring developers and love finding the managers to manage. I just was like, it became a quick no to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I literally, as we speak, I'm shutting down that company right now. Like, I sent the emails to pull the plug today. And it's not because it's not profitable, and it's not because it's been dying. It's because I've been dying owning it. It isn't my bag, right? Yep. And so I think that people with profitable businesses with cash flow and employees and all that fall into one of those two categories. And it's really hard to be in either one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I've already forgotten what your first question. What was your question?
The conversation has evolved. And I think what I love is that it's very hard or scary when something is, especially if it's cash flowing, if there's cash flow, and when I don't know the what's next, I know there's something more that would be a better fit for me, my personality, my unique genius, what I feel called, what inspires me. And then there's like the unknown of, oh my, it depends on how old you are too. Cause like, if you're, we're in our 40s. Can I say that? I'm in my 40s.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, in my 20s, I could, no big deal. Like, oh, let's go build stuff. In my 40s, I'm like, oh, that's exhausting. Like, I don't know how to build. Like, I don't know if I have it in me to go build in 5 things. Maybe I've got enough to just keep going with what I got.
Yes.
And I think it really calls into question, like, who we want to be, who are we choosing to be? What is the rest of our life going to be about? And you could either attach your wagon to a horse and your horse to a wagon, that just isn't fulfilling, and that's the rest of your life. Congratulations, tell them what they've won. You know, the rest of your life is painful and dark. Or you can just choose to move on now.
Yep.
Whether you're selling it or you're finding somebody to come in the first scenario and to just relieve you of the things that you're not good at so you can focus on the things you're good at. But look, people, you have one life. Mm-hmm. You have an opportunity to step into the things you're brilliant at. And I think sometimes we do work ourselves into businesses that just kind of take us over.
Totally.
And we just put up with it.
And I think another scenario is people who have failing businesses And kind of like we talked about in the last episode where it was failing slowly and then suddenly, there are indicators that our business is failing. And I feel like people, when they're in that situation, they're like, they just know they need to try harder. They need to invest more. They need to, you know, increase revenue. And there's this constant searching for how do I recover? One, not taking a huge loss, meaning like I don't want to shut down my business and have it be a failure that everybody in my life knows about. By the way, all those people told me not to start a business. They thought I was crazy, right? And so there's that ego component to it. And then there's also the component of like sunk cost. All the money that you've either borrowed or reinvested back into your business, all of the times, all of the years you went with a scary kind of form of paycheck, things like that, that we put value in. And I think it's more emotional value than monetary value.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it becomes incredibly difficult to say, even if you hate the business at that point, like I'm letting this go.
Right.
I need to stop. Because at some point the losses have to stop. Right. There's no recovery. And there is recovery for your ego. But I've watched people put themselves in absolute financial disaster to salvage a business.
Wow. That's hitting a little close to home. It's hitting close to home, not because I feel like I have a business that should do that. I'm actually pretty pumped about what's going on right now, but I think there is the thing. And I know that I will chase that thing down the rabbit hole. right. And, I think entrepreneurs are wired this way. I think we're like, we will figure it out. I will, right? And sometimes we are so far down the rabbit hole in trying to figure it out that when we look back, we're like, whoa, I can't give up now. Like I'm too far invested. I'm too far into this. I have to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually don't. You actually don't have to make it work.
You don't have to make it work.
Yeah.
I talked a couple of weeks ago, I did a profit discovery call with somebody who's in real estate. And we were doing the normal things like talking about, hey, how is it going? And how do you know if you're profitable? And how's it going with your family? And all of that came out. And it's at the end of the conversation, I said to him, you need to stop selling real estate because this isn't working for you. Like you don't want to prospect. You don't want to get out there and go do these things. What you want is to be able to just get good commissions and put your name on a sign in front of a house and have that be magic for you. But that's not actually how it works. Like you have to have income and you have to manage your expenses and you have to be wise about the money that comes through your business. And when we laid out what he actually needed to do, he pushed back from the table and said, you're right. I don't want to do this anymore. And the reason he was holding on to it, he's just like, I don't know how I'm going to tell my wife that I don't want to do this anymore. Cause I quit a 6-figure job to go do this. Right.
Right.
Again, that was ego. And unfortunately, our egos can get in the way of our financial success and can actually undermine years and years and years of the word I'm looking for, years and years and years of financial stabilization that you gave yourself. Let me give you an example. I was doing some work this week with a really wonderful business attorney. And she was helping a company restructure their debt. So we're talking about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And it's not like it's a huge company or anything. It's like 20 employees, pretty normal company, but their spending on deficit spending got out of control. And so I was there to just help interpret the conversation. And as I got there, I found myself asking questions of the business owner, and he ended up saying that he drained a $300,000 401k so that he could throw a lifeline to his business.
Ouch.
And so not only did that $300,000 financial planner hat is back on, here we go. Not only did that $300,000 come out of a 401k, but he has to pay ordinary income tax on it. So let's go with 30% plus there's a 10% penalty. So what was 300 effectively became $150,000. He drained that, but it took him 10 or more years to build that account. And so here he threw a lifeline, liquidating an asset to a business that now he's restructuring in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. So it isn't too far-fetched.
Yeah,
to be honest, in our conversation, that entrepreneurs do it all the time, whether it's, hey, I racked up a $10,000 credit card, or hey, I can't tell you how many times people have told me they borrowed money from parents, or they've nuked their IRAs, or they've done those things to save a business because they're trying to save their ego, or they want to get their sunk cost out of it. And I'm always saying to those people, listen, this is a business decision, not an emotional decision. This right now, this moment, you have an opportunity to preserve the assets that you have left, that 401k or that savings account or that inheritance account, whatever it is, you can save it instead of investing it into your business, which is not a good idea right now.
Yeah.
Save this and walk away from the part of you that feels like more money into this business that's failing is going to be the solution, because it's not.
Right. Yep.
What a Debbie Downer conversation.
Well, I mean, yeah, but there's something about.
Let's go there, Chris.
Like, this is this, I think, especially when you talk about pursuit of profit, like when you're talking about money in people's businesses, you have to have the honest conversations. I think people just, especially in business, we can't always have really brutally honest conversations with those closest to us. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we have thoughts, lots of thoughts, and we go around in life not able to tell anyone. Mm-hmm. Right. And so then we never have the honest conversation when we should have had it 5 years ago, 10 years. I mean, I don't know how long you listening to have carried it. Right. But we carry these really conversations. We never get to air. We never get to have come out.
Yeah. That's so,
good. Yeah. I mean, it's dark, but it's there to say, to not have the conversation doesn't make it go away.
No. Right? It's like a dog. It's like a dog, right? Turns his head. Like, if I don't see it, it's not there.
But it's, yeah. So, and we do that all the time. We're always turning our head. Like, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. I don't see it.
Yeah.
But this is the stuff that is our passion. And so by the time you that decision-making point, if your confidence, your passion has been eroded, it doesn't matter if you want to stay or not. Like, you're not going to have the gumption, the gusto to make it happen anyway.
Right. Like my business that I'm shutting down.
Case in point. That's right? Perfect. Like, so I just think, like, when we're talking about you, the audience, you, the listener, taking your business to a place that would make you feel, that would make your heart sing.
Yeah.
You have to have these kind of conversations. And I think, Leanne, you're a really safe place and person to have these conversations with, but you're also really good at getting to the, it's not just a counseling session, like, okay, Leanne heard me, but you actually then are able to look for the data that would help me make a decision where I could decide what could I see myself part way. You're not just a numbers person. You're really good at listening for people's gifts and strengths.
Thank you.
And providing, and providing feedback and a sounding board for that decision-making process. That's not, and it's both. It's bursts, but it's also the person, your giftedness, the giftedness, their unique passions, et cetera, and helping us through that decision process. So I think it's really important, and I'm open to more Debbie Downer conversations here, because I think I think somebody's got to talk about it.
It's true. It kind of, in closing, when you were talking, it kind of came to mind. A gentleman hired me this week who quite frankly intimidates me from a success. Like, he's a multi-millionaire, and I'm so honored that he hired me. I was talking with him about what he wanted to accomplish. And he straight up said to me, I have nobody in my life that I can talk to about these decisions that I'm trying to make because of this reason and that reason, privacy, you know, he's a very private person, just things. Like, he had a long list of reasons why he couldn't talk to his friends. He couldn't talk to his family. He doesn't trust the broker guy that, you know, whatever the stories that I hear.
Yeah.
And ultimately, he just said to me, I need to spend 12 weeks talking to you about my business because you're the only person that actually I can have this conversation with that I can think of. So on one hand, I was like, well, thanks. Yeah. But on the other hand, I'm just the person in the conference room. Not really. But it was actually a lovely statement of confidence. Yeah. But it's really what you're talking about. Like, there are secrets that every entrepreneur that I have ever seen has when it comes to their money or what they've done to grow their business. Yep. And those secrets are so common. Everybody thinks, the irony is that everybody thinks they're alone. Like, everybody thinks, oh, Leanne, I am so bad. I did this. I hear the so bad story all the time. I did this. I'm so bad. I'm sorry. And I'm like, I don't care about that. Like, let's just move on to what you need to do. But almost always I'm telling people, hey, you know, that's totally normal. Did you know that? That's totally normal that you don't know where your revenue is coming from. That's totally normal. Mm-hmm. But they don't think it's normal. They think there's something wrong with them and it means something about their business. And so sometimes people, like this new client of mine, just need somebody to talk to and air their stuff to,
right?
Financial stuff, and make business decisions, right? Like, that's what I call my virtual CFO service, where I'm just helping somebody make business decisions. And it's incredibly rewarding for me to watch people get through that financial stuff that they feel like is holding them back and get on the other side of it and just have clarity.
Yeah.
So don't, if you're somebody that is feeling like you have skeletons in your closet, financial ones, about your business, and you have nobody to collaborate with, because you probably don't, then you should probably pick up the phone and do a consultation with me. We'll see what we can accomplish in an hour.
Yep.
And maybe all you need is to talk for an hour. And I'm here to do that. So
that's awesome.
ProfitDiscoveryCall.com.
ProfitDiscoveryCall.com is where you guys can schedule. That's so good, Leanne. I love it. Yes, it's so good. You guys, ProfitDiscoveryCall.com is where you can actually schedule that kind of a call with Leanne. I agree. I think there's a lot of things that we don't talk about it as much. We always look to, like, to your point, we're always looking to, like, I've got to find the next marketing hack and the 10X my business overnight thing. And we often just care. And then as we go down these, down the road of adding more things to our plate, the bag of skeletons we carry gets bigger and heavier. And we actually never address that.
Right.
And I think sometimes that's more important, because it clears out your, not only your conscious, but it clears out your space, your energy to go focus on the things you really need to focus on. So
I agree. And to the original question of, should I sell my business or should I not? The easy answer to that is no, you shouldn't sell your business. You should figure it out. Honestly, figure out what is going wrong with your business before you decide that you're going to kill it. Maybe what's wrong with your business is you just don't love it anymore. And that, sorry, there's a fly. and that... maybe that you just don't love that business anymore is the thing that's wrong, and it's a clear indication you should close it. Or maybe you're that person who just thinks, I just hate doing X in my business, and maybe there's opportunity for you to bring a Y into that and totally let you go do what you're passionate about. And maybe if you're that person that really should close their business and really needs to address their skeletons, in any one of those three situations, like what you just said, it is so poignant, because we do carry that stuff around with us in all three of those categories. And we need to address them so we can move on from them instead of just carrying them around and on to the next thing.
I love it. So good. Look at this. More than a podcast. This is like a world-changing conversation.
Let's hope.
All right, gang. So go to ProfitDiscoveryCall.com. You guys can schedule time with Leanne there. And Leanne, thanks again for another great episode, and I'll catch you.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.